Welcome to the Sermon Podcast of Christian author and speaker, Troy Black. We're praying that, as you listen, God will reveal His love, grace, and truth to you in a deeper way. After listening, don't forget to connect with Troy on YouTube and Facebook. May this message from Troy inspire you in your walk with Christ.
Hey y'all, this is Troy Black. So today I'm going to talk about three keys to your healing. And these are three truths that I have had to get in my own life personally that I've had to receive and begin to believe and to walk out before I begin to actually see God heal. And, I think one thing that a lot of Christians struggle with is not necessarily seeing a lot of prayers answered, or at least, you know, it kind of the appearance of their prayers not being answered. And something that I used to struggle with a lot, you know, I felt like if God has made these promises to answer prayers, especially, you know, in this area of healing and, and personal health, then why don't I see more answers to my prayers? You know, and if you're in a place where you're asking that question, this video is for you. The first key to your healing is understanding the truth that God wants to heal you. And this is something that I used to struggle with a lot. I know a lot of believers struggle with. So if you struggle with this concept, this truth, know that that's okay. A lot of people have been in that same place. A lot of people still are there. And you know what? I'm not perfect at believing God's word every single day either. There are times where the doubts begin to arise and I have to go right back to God's word and say, God, remind me of your truth and help me to walk out that truth. So there are a few specific instances in scripture where someone's lack of healing, somebody's sickness or disease or something they're walking through physically is actually not healed for a time in order to give God glory. And a few of these that I can think of offhand are Lazarus. You know, Jesus waits a few days before going to see Lazarus who's sick. And because of that, Lazarus dies, but then Jesus is able to raise Lazarus from the dead and God gets the glory for it. Another one is the man who was born blind. Jesus shows up on the scene. This man has been blind from his birth and Jesus heals him. And, you know, his disciples ask, why was this man blind? You know, and Jesus said, it's so that God would get the glory. And the third one is actually Paul, the Apostle Paul. He talks about this thorn in his side. Some people don't believe that that was a physical issue. I personally believe it was. And Paul actually says, you know, we don't see Paul getting healed from this if it really was a physical issue. What we see is he says that God told him that my grace is sufficient for you. And so these are a few instances in scripture where the lack of healing or a delayed healing was for God's glory. But what I want to specifically say about this is two of these instances, the people were actually healed. The man born blind is healed. Lazarus is raised from the dead. You know, and Paul might be the one exception in the whole Bible I can think of where someone is not healed and, you know, and it's for God's glory. And the point I want to make based on this is that I believe a lot of people in the Christian church believe that God often does not heal for His glory. But the truth is that that is the exception in the Bible. It's not the norm. And the question I want to ask based on that is why? You know, why do we allow our theological expectation of what God is going to do in our lives be based on the exception more than it's based on the norm in Scripture? And here's the answer I want to propose. It may be that we are basing our expectations on what God is going to do on our experience and not on what the Bible actually says. In the Gospels, if you go read the four Gospels, you can see God's heart for healing visibly displayed through the life of Jesus. There's six times that I can think of off the top of my head where Jesus provides something, for a physical need. And the first one is the wedding where they ran out of wine. Jesus provides the wine. And then there's two fishing trips, you know, where the disciples are fishing. They don't catch any. He's like, cast the net on the other side, and he provides the fish. And then there's the time where he tells Peter to go fishing. He catches one fish, and there's a coin in the mouth. And then there is the two sermons outside where the crowds are following Jesus, and he actually provides supernaturally food for all of them. And these are like the specific examples of Jesus providing, you know, making provision supernaturally. And yet, we as Christians, I think a lot of us tend to be willing to pray for provision a whole lot more than we're willing to pray for healing. And I think some of us are willing to believe that God will actually answer those provision prayers more than he will answer the healing prayers. And yet, I can only think of these six examples where Jesus personally provided supernaturally, and yet he healed over and over and over and over throughout the Gospels. And I'm not trying to say that God doesn't want to provide, you know, by saying this. He absolutely does. God is a good provider for his children. But the point I'm making is, if you look at what Jesus was doing throughout the Gospels, you can clearly see God's character and his heart for healing. So I just picked four verses from the book of Matthew. There's other verses like this. These are just four of them, but these show Jesus's heart for healing. Matthew 4:23, Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. Matthew 9:35, Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Matthew 12:15, but Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there. Many followed him and he healed them all. Matthew 15:30, and large crowds came to him, bringing with them those who were lame, crippled, blind, mute, and many others, and they laid them down at his feet and he healed them. And when I hear these verses, I get like pumped up, right? But you might be in the camp where you hear these verses and you have this thought, and I used to be there, where you have this thought where you say, well, if Jesus was here physically, in person, you know, then I would believe that he would heal me too. But listen to what Jesus said in response to that doubt. Listen to this. Matthew 28:20, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The point I want to make is that there is a truth in God's word to nullify every doubt in our minds. Get into the Bible and find it. Find that truth that applies to whatever doubts Satan is attacking you with right now. God's word is true. Our doubts, those are lies. Part of God's character that is visibly demonstrated in the Bible is that God wants to heal. God is a healer. My encouragement to you today is to begin to believe it. A few years ago, I released another video called Christian Healing. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. In that video, I actually talk about when God began to reveal this truth to me personally. And I was reading the Bible and learning about God's heart for healing. But I also was asking God and praying and saying, God, do you actually want to heal this thing I'm suffering with right now? When I began to seek him personally, the Holy Spirit actually said something to me that changed my view on this forever. And it was, he painted this picture of my daughter Mirabelle in my mind, and he said, if Mirabelle's hurt, do you want to help her? And my answer was like, yes, Lord, yes, of course I want to help her. She's my child. And this is what he said to me. He said, of course I want to heal you. You are my child. And in that moment, I got it, you know, like it was like the light bulb came on. And another thing I talk about in that video is a time where I actually was suffering from severe stomach pains and chronic fatigue, and God instantly healed me from those things. So if you haven't watched that video, go check it out. The second key to your healing, the second thing you need to understand in order to begin walking out the healing that God wants to provide is that, number two, God has already healed you. And I know that might sound a little crazy at first, but let me explain what I mean by that. God has already provided the grace that you need in order to be healed. 1 Peter 2:24 is an amazing verse that shows this. It says, and he himself bore our sins on his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. You need to get this concept that Jesus' death on the cross covered your sin, but it also covered the consequences of your sin as well. So when that question raises in your mind, why would God want to heal me? You know, why would God heal me? Do I even deserve to be healed? You can point back to Jesus on the cross and say, God would want to heal me because Jesus has already taken all of the consequences for my sin on himself. He's already bore my wounds, what I deserved, upon himself. And some people look at that verse, 1 Peter 2:24, and they look at that phrase, by his wounds you were healed, and they say, well, it's probably talking about, you know, the spiritual healing of salvation or something like that. But if you actually look at the Greek word, the root word behind the word that's used for healed there, it actually means, it most of the time means healed, like as in physically healed. And sometimes it can mean spiritually healed as well. But it's also the same word that's used when Jesus, in Luke chapter 17, Jesus tells the 10 lepers, these guys who have these crazy skin diseases that there was no cure for at the time, and he tells them, go to the priests, and this is what he actually says. He says, go and show yourselves to the priests. So this was a commandment out of the law of Moses that if they were actually healed, you know, if the disease went away, then they could go show themselves to the priests, right? So Jesus could only say that to them, to these 10 guys, if they were already healed. The leprosy did not go away until they began to listen to what he said, believe it, and actually go. So along the way, we see that they're actually healed and the leprosy goes away. But the same way that Jesus was able to say, take the step of faith that you would take after your healing, that is what this verse is saying to us. It's saying, by his wounds you were healed, because we accept that healing that God has already provided by his grace through faith, through responding to his words in faith. So early on last year, I began to have these pains in my side, and I had the notion that they were related to anxiety. And so I was thinking, like, I'm pretty sure this is an anxiety thing. You know, like, I'm under a lot of stress right now. I'm pretty sure that's what this is. And so I went to the verse in James 5:14 that says, is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. So what I did was I looked at that verse and I felt like the Holy Spirit was saying through it, you need to go to the elders of your church and just ask for prayer. And so I went up one Sunday morning and one of the elders at the church that me and my wife attends, he's an awesome guy named Mark Iwan, who I love. And he just prayed for me. But what's funny is I actually asked for prayer for anxiety and for the pain to go away, for healing from the pain. And maybe he didn't hear me, I don't know, but he literally only prayed for the anxiety. He just prayed for the anxiety. And by the end of that day, I felt 100% at peace. The anxiety was completely gone. And by the next day, the pain was 100% gone as well, which I thought was amazing. But probably about 3 or 4 months after that, I started to feel again some of those same pains a little bit. And I started to have this doubt in my mind, this doubt that, you know, where I was questioning God and saying, wait a minute, God, did you not really heal me? You know, what's going on here? And so I began to experience these pains again for a couple weeks. And I'm thinking, the whole time I'm kind of doubting a little bit and thinking like, well, maybe I wasn't really healed. And then one day I began to pray about it. And I said, God, I said, will you heal me? Will you heal me right now? And the Holy Spirit spoke very specifically to me. And he said, Troy, I already healed you. And literally not 24 hours later, the pain was completely gone again. This is Troy Black. I pray the Lord is speaking to you through this podcast. We'll get back to the message in a second, but I want to take a minute to tell you about how you can support this ministry. I'm able to create videos, books, podcasts, and other materials because of faithful supporters who value my content and who want to help me share the gospel with as many people as possible. All I ask is that you would pray about becoming a part of the work we're doing. Learn more by going to troyblackvideos.com. I hope you're blessed as you continue listening. So the first key to your healing is you need to understand this truth from God's word that God wants to heal you. God is a healer. The second key that you need to get is that God has already healed you. He's already provided the grace for your healing to take place. This is the third truth out of God's word that I want to share with you today. And it is that God wants to reveal to you why you're not experiencing healing. So if you're at the place where you say, you know what, I am believing God's word. I believe he wants to heal me. I believe God can and is able to heal me. I believe he's already provided the grace for my healing. And yet you're asking this question, but why am I not walking in that healing? Why do I feel like I'm not experiencing the healing yet? And the answer to that question is that God wants to get personal with you. He wants to walk personally with you and explain and even reveal to you in your heart what it is that may be blocking you and your healing. So yes, God has already provided the grace for our healing, but there are two ways that we ourselves actually reject that grace. And I want to talk about these two ways. The first one is unbelief, and the second one is disobedience. So I'm going to dive into this idea of unbelief and how that applies to healing. The same way that we receive salvation and forgiveness of our sins by grace through faith, we receive healing by grace and through faith. I'm going to show you this from Psalms 103, 2 through 3. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." So this verse is showing that literally this is a benefit of just knowing God. And one benefit is that he forgives all your iniquities. And then right next to it, literally parallel, is that he heals all your diseases. And maybe you're thinking this doesn't apply to me, but I want to look at there's three identifiers in this chapter to let us know who this person is talking about, who gets to receive these benefits, right? So the three identifiers are, number one, those who fear him, and go read Psalms 103 if you want to see these for yourself. Number two, those who are his children, and number three, those who keep his covenant. And what's so amazing about this verse is that, you know, it was written under the old covenant, right? During the time when the old covenant was still in place. The old covenant was a covenant of works that was kept in faith. The new covenant is a covenant of grace that's also kept in faith. And yet, verses like this still apply to us because God never changes. So the characteristics of God that are found in this verse and the principles of God that are found in this verse still apply to us today. So we can look at this and we can see that maybe we haven't been perfect in our Christian walk, right? Maybe we've made mistakes along the way. We all have. I have. But what's amazing about the new covenant is it is a grace-based covenant. So when we look at Jesus on the cross and we receive the sacrifice for sins that he was willing to give on our behalf, then we get to walk in the righteousness of God. We get to know God. You know, that is the beginning of our walk with God, when we receive his forgiveness and we are saved. That's the beginning of a beautiful relationship with our Creator. And it's a relationship that's not based on us, you know, living in perfection all the time. It's not based on us never making mistakes. It's based on his grace. In the same way that we get to receive friendship with God based on grace and through faith, we get to receive the benefits of knowing God by grace and through faith. And one of those benefits from Psalms 103 is that he heals all our diseases. All of the benefits of God's grace are available to those who know God, who are in relationship with him. But that is not a relationship that was just started by faith. It's a relationship that's walked out by faith. And I'm going to show you this in Romans 1:17. It says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." So the question I want to ask based on this verse is, even though your relationship with God begun by faith, you believed and that's how you were saved in what Jesus did for you, are you living in that same place of faith today? Are you walking out that relationship in faith? And if not, God wants to get personal with you. He wants to get personal with you about what you're walking through, maybe about what you're suffering through right now. He doesn't want to leave you in that place by yourself. He wants this to be a personal walk, but it also needs to be a faith walk. So the first way that I believe we often reject God's grace for healing is through unbelief. The second way is through disobedience. If you've ever had the thought, "This sickness is God punishing me," you need to understand that that is wrong theology. God is a just God and he will not punish two people for the same sin. Listen to me. God, through the man, the perfect man and son of God, Jesus Christ, he already accepted your punishment on the cross. And you need to understand there's a very subtle but important difference between these two ideas. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you are experiencing sickness or disease, or a chronic, you know, pain or whatever it might be, that is not God's punishment. But it may be that when we are experiencing that you and I are actually rejecting his grace. You know, there's a verse that says that that God disciplines those he loves, you know, as a father that loves his children. I'm not rejecting that idea at all. I believe the Holy Spirit disciplines us through conviction. The Holy Spirit is gentle. He's always disciplining us, you know, in a loving way, in a loving manner. And he's not going to use sickness or disease or injury to do that. And the reason is because Jesus already bore those things on the cross. And what's crazy is the idea of, I think sometimes we split up disobedience and unbelief, you know, into just two separate categories. But we also need to understand that disobedience is actually unbelief in action. It's living out that unbelief that's in the heart. So if there's an area in your life where maybe you feel like you know you've been doing something God does not want you to do, and you've been stuck in this place, and maybe you feel like it's a stronghold in your life, whatever it might be, you feel like you can't get out of it, my encouragement to you today is to ask God to reveal to you. Ask him to get personal with you. He will, and he wants to. Ask him to show you, is this place where I'm stuck in disobedience, is this connected to a root of unbelief in my heart about something? You know, I feel like a lot of times as believers, we look at these two paths, the path that God has laid out before us, the path that looks better to us, that we want to walk down. And the only reason we wouldn't take the path that God has laid out for us is because we don't really believe it's the best path for us. But God has good plans for you. God created you for a reason. He has a purpose for your life, and he always has good thoughts toward you. He's a loving father, and you can trust him. You can believe that he has the best path in mind. So the reason I'm talking about unbelief and disobedience so much is because I'm trying to explain some of the things that God's Spirit might reveal to you when you begin to pray about why you're not walking in healing right now. But the really good news is that God is able and willing to speak to you personally through the still small voice of his Holy Spirit and to reveal if there is something that's standing in the way of your healing. He's willing to show you exactly what that is. And two resources I want to mention quickly is, one, I've written a blog post. It's on my website, troyblackvideos.com, and it is called How to Hear God's Voice. Go check it out. The second one, and it's a video in which I talk about hearing from the Lord personally, and it's called 3 Keys to Waiting on God's Timing. So go check those out. I want to finish with a story that applies to this third point, though. So when I was in college, my senior year, I started to date this girl, and I did not pray about it beforehand. I just thought, this is a good idea. You know, I like this girl, and I was like, this is a good direction to head. I was a senior in college, and to be honest, I believe I actually, the reason I didn't pray about it was because I was actually acting out of fear a little bit, and there was a little bit of that unbelief, you know, in my heart, obviously, because I was thinking, I'm about to graduate college, I need to get married, you know. I had this, you know, it was a pressure that I was putting on myself that it didn't really need to be there. And yet at the same time, I allowed it to make these big choices without actually praying about it and asking God. So I got into this relationship. We began dating. We were only dating for a couple weeks, and suddenly I got this severe sickness. You know, it was like really bad, where I had a high fever. I don't know if it was the flu or what it was, but I actually had a fever off and on for about 2 weeks. And I was laid up in bed. I would get out of bed and like hobble to class just to pick up my homework and then maybe to eat something and then go right back to sleep. And I was just, and I kept thinking, oh, I'm about to get better today. And I kept wondering why am I not getting better? And finally, I'm laying there in bed and I'm just praying about it. And the Holy Spirit began to actually ask me to break up with this girl. He said, I want you to break up with this girl. And I'm like, oh man. And I knew it was going to hurt her really bad because she was obviously very invested in the relationship. And I'm thinking like, I can't do it. So I kept putting it off. Finally, you know, after 2 weeks of being sick, I asked her to come over. She comes over, sits in my bedroom next to my bed where I'm literally laying in bed. And I told her, you know, I feel like God wants us to break up and I'm trying to be obedient. She got really upset about it and left. You know, I felt really bad later because I realized if I had just prayed about it beforehand, I could have saved her and myself a lot of pain. But what was really amazing was she left the room and 5 minutes later, no exaggeration, I sat up in bed and realized my fever's gone. The soreness is gone. Literally 100% better. Got up, took a shower, and then started doing my normal routine. But if you could relate to any part of that story at all, what I don't want you to get out of that is that God was punishing me with sickness. I don't believe that he was based on his word. But I believe that when I was willing to take the suffering I was going through, the pain I was going through, and even, you know, the decisions I had made outside of his will, when I was willing to take those and lay them down at his feet and to trust him with speaking into my life and with whichever direction he wanted me to go, he actually showed me why I had not experienced healing up to that point and how to get there. So my prayer is that you were able to take the best out of what I said today and to be able to hear it in that light. I love y'all so much, and I'll see you next time.
You can connect with Troy Black on YouTube or Facebook. For more content from Troy Black, or to find out how you can support this ministry, visit troyblackvideos.com.